Hola, buenos adios.
Buenos adios.
How do I say I'm sunny?
Mi, no, that's Italian.
What?
Mi siamo.
Mi siamo.
Whoa, I don't even know what language we're speaking anymore.
Okay, we gotta stop it now.
Okay.
Hello, 大家好，我是早安英文的阿朗，刚刚跟我们的罗强一起用西班牙语尬聊了几句。好了，欢迎大家收听我们今天的早安英文。Welcome back to our channel.
大家好，我是 Jack.
So Jack, do you find any differences between where people live in China and in the UK?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Well, in China, there are so many big tall buildings. Yeah, like apartment blocks,
yeah.
You know? But in the UK, those are very, very, very rare, so it's all just houses.
Mm-hmm. 好，刚刚问了 Jack， 他有没有发现在中国和在英国人们居住的一些房子的这种不同？他说在中国有各种各样的高楼大厦，然后我们都是住在那种公寓楼里面的。但是在英国呢，他们就会有更多的 houses.、
Mm.
So what is house?
Well, a house is basically a two-story building, although it can be a little bit bigger sometimes, but、mm-hmm. usually two stories. And you have a living room, kitchen, bedrooms, bathroom.And yeah, it's just a small building that is for one family, usually.
Do you have a garden?
Yeah, in England, most houses have a back garden, which is bigger, and then a front garden, which is smaller.
嗯，那么 house 就是说起码是有两层楼的一个一栋一栋的小房子。然后那么在英国，嗯，经常他们也会有一个比较大的后花园，还会有一个比较小的前花园。那么说到这儿呢，大家应该都非常的清楚我们今天要聊什么了。今天我们就要来和 Jack 一起来聊一聊房子。
房子。
看看中国的房子和国外的房子有哪些不一样，以及关于房子的各种各样的表达。So now let's get started.
Yeah, so today we're going to talk about houses.
如果你想查看更多学习笔记和学习资料，请微信、微博搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“笔记”两个字就可以看到啦。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“福利”两个字就可以看到啦。嗯，那么刚刚我们一开始就已经讲过了这个 house 这个单词 H-O-U-S， 它就是表示一栋一栋的独立的房子。那么其实我还知道关于 house 它还有一个表达叫做 summer house, right?
Yeah, summer house. Something that rich people have usually.
Rich people.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you have it?
Oh, I know. Unfortunately not. I wish.
嗯，那么这个 summer house， 嗯，大家刚刚已经听到了，它就是那种 rich people 才会有的。这个就是一个避暑别墅，就是说你只要在夏天热的时候会去那边住上一小段时间。
Yeah, so another example is similar to a summer house is a beach house.
嗯 ，beach house.
Yeah.
海滩别墅。通常也是给那种有钱人住的 for rich people, right?
Again, another thing rich people have, this is obviously located near the beach and a little bit like a summer house, something that they will visit occasionally for holidays.
嗯，这种也是有钱人偶尔在那个节假日的时候过去住上个几天在海边的一个房子。
Okay, so summer houses and beach houses are very expensive, but something that's not very expensive is
a house... Okay, what is
it? House brand! House brand!
好，刚刚 Jack 说summer house 和 beach house 都非常的贵，那么有一种不贵的叫做 house brand. So what is a house brand?
Well, it's a brand for goods that are sold with the name of a shop, so rather than the actual makers. So meaning they are usually cheaper than brands with names. Mm, so you know, like...
So is it like store brand?
Yeah, so for example, like, you know, when you go to buy some cola, you see Pepsi, then you see Coca-Cola, and then you see the brand with
what?
With nothing on it. Just maybe say hypermarket on it.
Or
that's house brand. That's the cheapest one.
嗯，那么这个 house brand 就是指自有品牌，它通常是比那些大厂家制作商做出来的东西会便宜一点。比如说我们常去的这个麦德龙 Metro, they have
house brands,
like
Metro.
AKA,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, what's the other one called? Horeca.
Oh, 对，这个不是一家，是那个麦德龙，他们就有自己的那种 house brand 自有品牌。比如说，我们常常去买他们的那种吃的，速冻食品，自己的品牌是 AKA 叫一克吧，好像叫，就非常的便宜，会便宜很多。然后他们的一个厨房用品的品牌叫做 Horeca， 也非常的便宜。 那么其实除了 house 之外、各种各样居住的房子、他们都有不同的表达，比如说我知道有一个 villa 就是表示非常豪华的别墅，比一般的 house 要稍微高级一点。 So it's a big house in the country with a large garden, right?
Yeah, that's right. So if it's a very big house in the country, it's called a villa. But if it's a small house in the country, we call it either a cottage or if it's a very small house, a cabin.
嗯，其实这个 villa 它通常是在那种郊区比较豪华的地方、建设的比较豪华，但是如果是也是在、countryside、一些比较偏远的地区，而且修的比较的寒碜的话，那可能就是一个农舍 cottage, C-O-T-T-A-G-E。 那么如果说、这个说如果它修的更小一点，那么你就可以把它叫做一个小木屋，叫做 cabin。
Okay, so next we're going to talk about an apartment. So an
apartment.
Yeah, yeah. So an apartment is, if it's in, you know...
It's very popular in
yeah,
China,
oh,
right?
Yeah, super popular.
对，在中国我们都是住的这种 apartment. 我们住的房子都叫做公寓。
Yeah, so an apartment, we call it an apartment block. So, you know, the big tower with lots of apartments.
那么我们所住的那种一栋一栋有很多个房子的那种楼，公寓楼就叫做 apartment block， 这里用的是 block 这个单词 B-L-O-C-K， 它表示公寓大楼 apartment block。
Yeah, so we can find、apartment blocks inside a estate. So an estate would include、maybe 20 or maybe more or maybe less.
So that's a 小区，
小区，对，
小区，
小区，
not 小区。
Yeah, not 小居居。
不是小居居，是小区，
小区。
好，那么他刚刚说如果是有很多很多栋公寓大楼都在一片地方，而且他们的那种建筑风格都是一样的，那么我们就知道这是一个小区。那么小区要用哪个单词表示呢？ Jack 说应该是用 estate 这个单词、E-S-T-A-T-E。
So an example sentence would beSunny lives in Saint Tropez Estate, apartment block 15, floor 9, room 7. Don't worry, that's not her real address, but that's an example for you.
刚刚 Jack 给我们用这个、学到的几个单词造了一个句子，就是说当你想要具体的说明哪个人住在哪个小区、哪栋楼、几楼、几号房的时候，你就可以按照这个顺序说下来，比如说 blah blah lives in blah 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 estate.住在这个小区，然后可以说他的、是哪栋楼 apartment block 15, 10, 20都可以，然后再说他是第几层 floor 10, 11 stuff like that, and then you're finished。 整个其实表达还是不难的，主要是要记住几个关键的词，就是这个 estate 表示在哪个小区， apartment block 表示是第几栋，然后这个第几楼就是 floor、哪个房间就是 room 就可以了。好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以啦。好啦，今天关于房子的一些表达就聊到这儿啦。虽然说不是特别的多，也不是特别的难，但是我觉得还是非常的实用的。So thank you guys for listening and...I'll see you guys in our
yeah,
next podcast.
Yeah, geez, there you go again. Always my podcast. Yeah, anyway, see you later, guys. Thanks for listening.
I've been Sunny.
I've been Jack.
Bye-bye.
Bye.